Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Can you explain something to me? Al Morgani's in here every day, and Al Morgani never hits it just right. Johnson comes in out of nowhere, right? He does the whole shift normally overnight, and he hits it on the button. What does that tell you about professionalism in radio? Thank you. Good morning, everybody. That's John Johnson's in here today.
Hello.
For Al Rhea's here as usual, and in the big seat, the co-host today is the great Billy King. And I would like to begin today's show by recreating a moment about an hour or so ago when Billy arrived. Because he walked in, it's always kind of a big moment because Billy's a big man. And he comes in and he looks at me and he says,
"Good morning, Ange. What a wonderful sports town we got here."
And then I think to myself, wow, what a day to have Darth Vader here. John Johnson. Everything all worked out almost too well.
Yeah.
This city sports, ladies and gentlemen, is a dumpster fire. Do you understand? If you had the audacity to watch sports last night instead of fine entertainment available on 912 different stations, you have made a grave mistake.
Need a refund.
All right. First of all, those 19 Flyer fans that are left out here,
They
lost 7 in a row. They didn't even compete last night. It was awful. Al Morgani, I don't even know if he wants me to say this. He takes Vigneault dangling by a thread.
Ooh.
Waiting in the wings. You ready? John Tortorella.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, spicy.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think Al said that on the air at all. I don't care.
I tell people all the time, don't say anything in front of Angelo you don't want on the air.
You tell me, you tell the world.
Yes.
Then you got the Sixers. Billy, that was nice the way that game ended, huh?
Yeah.
It's a beautifully designed final play.
The Sixers saw what the Eagles did on Sunday and said, hey, let's blow the last play.
Hold my beer.
Billy, what the hell was the last play? They had 6 seconds.
No, that the play was designed correctly.
Yeah.
It was executed poorly.
Executed poorly.
Yes.
The plan was to get it to Embiid, even though he's having a terrible shooting night.
Well, he's your guy.
You
ride him.
All right. Was it a good idea to have Tobias dribbling the ball around?
No. The problem is Tobias is supposed to come off the screen. If they switch, which they did, then that means Joel had a smaller guy on him. He's supposed to catch it, throw it inside to Joel.
There's one problem there. Tobias Harris thinks he's Michael Jordan.
He's not. 88-87 loss. And you know who shut down Embiid?
Mm. Don't say it. Don't do it. It's too early.
Al Horford?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
Average Al.
Oh, my God. And then Rhea just pointed out that the Eagles, we haven't gotten over what happened Sunday. Do you believe that? Billy's wearing his Eagles sweatshirt. But Billy, Rager dropped 2 touchdown passes.
He did. And
you were a GM. Would you cut him?
After the game, I would have thought about it.
Oh, love it.
But then my staff would have made me realize that, you know, we can't do that.
And then we turn to the one vestige of hope in Philadelphia sports, the Phillies. And baseball. And if you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Baseball, the lockdown is started. and therefore I would like to declare the passing of our America's pastime.
So sad. Much like a game, it's
Joe,
long
you could have gotten
well.
A quicker one. It's going to be time for the break by the time I'm done with it. I said, Joe, get taps. I get the slowest version of taps ever.
I don't know. Taps is a fast version of taps.
No.
That was like a Stairway to Heaven.
No,
like
it was like
7 minute version.
No, it was like watching an average Phillies game.
Exactly.
And we're going to start with that just because it's not every day that a sport commits suicide. All right, and Billy, to me, even though you're no more for basketball, you would be a far better commissioner than the one they currently have, Rob Manfred. I'm trying to get my brain around. I did nothing this whole year. This is the flagship station of a top baseball franchise, the Phillies. I did nothing for 6 months but rip how bad the product of baseball has become. I was speaking for an entire city on that. Yeah. I know how many emails I get from people saying, I can't get through a single baseball game. 3.5, 3 hours, 45, 4 hours, 4 hours and 15 minutes for a single game. Nothing happens for an hour. And then in the same week where they paid one player $43 million, they locked the players out and said no baseball indefinitely. Billy, explain how that's smart.
Well, the problem is you have rogue owners that are billionaires that think I'm going to do it on my own. I'm in big
Steve
market.
Steve Cohen in the Mets right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in the big market. I got a big local TV deal. Got revenue coming in the big market, so I can spend. But then you have places like Pittsburgh, Kansas City that can't spend. So there's an imbalance in the league of who can spend, who cannot, and that's always been in baseball.
I know, but that's too technical. John, you cover the Phillies. John, you cover the Phillies.
Yeah.
If your product stinks, and you know it, they're on the record. Players are on the record. Owners are on the record. The commissioners on the record say this product right now is not good.
Mm-hmm.
This is your answer? Are they going to solve it through a new collective bargaining agreement?
No.
They're not. So what are they doing?
They don't live in the same reality that everyone else does.
That's what it is. It's the Jeff Lurie story again. Billionaires surrounded by sycophants who do nothing but tell them what they want to hear,
mm-hmm.
and they think they're right, and everybody else is wrong, and then they made all the players billionaires, so now the players have the same stupid attitude. Rhea!
It's millionaires fighting with billionaires, and it's kind of really hard to relate. It's amazing they learn nothing from what happened during the coronavirus. Remember the beginning of that, when they fought with each other so bad and they turned a lot of people off? They think they can get away with this because there's no games right now.
But that's what it is. Well, you're right. In fact, I'm not going to play it. I'm not playing any sound in this segment. But Jeff Passan, who's kind of like a spokesman, he's on ESPN, he's a spokesman for baseball. He said there's no reason to be concerned. Be concerned if they're still not back by the end of February. Excuse me. No. There's a thing called the hot stove, and it's what stirs up interest by the fans to purchase tickets, which fuel the entire marketing of a sport. If you shut the hot stove down, if that goes cold, what do you have left? Who's buying a freaking ticket? And I'm going to tell you how petty this is. This is shameful. This is an indictment of the leadership of that dope Rob Manfred, the commissioner. At midnight last night, I'm going to say this, too. I hope I'm not going out of bounds here. We attempted to put on our own baseball reporter, other than you. You're the Phillies guy, but we have a baseball guy, Todd Zalecki.
Yeah.
He was banned from coming on
because
he works for MLB.com, and they have shut baseball down. So Todd Zalecki's voice has been silenced. Todd Zalecki is silenced. I'll bet. Anyway, he's odd.
Like, why would they shut that down?
This is even more petty. So at midnight, they, They removed from the website all evidence of every player.
They removed the headshots.
The headshots are gone. The names. The Phillies are doing their marketing.
The bobblehead.
What happened with the bobblehead? Because they have a bobblehead day coming up.
Bobblehead day coming up for a player.
A player. He I believe he's the MVP.
A player.
But it went from the player's name. I can't say it. I'm not allowed to with a flagship station. But they removed the player's name from their website.
I think they have to remove the Bryce Harper banner from Citizens Bank Park.
What do you mean they have to? They don't have to do anything. They don't have to lock out a sport when no one cares about them.
No, but once you lock out, you have to do that because you don't have the rights to use the player's name and images.
How stupid are these people? Billy, how stupid?
My thing, once you go this point, if you want to correct it, you may have to miss the whole season if you want to get things right.
Great concept.
They'll never get people back.
Let me say this. Yeah.
But
they miss a whole season, I can't wait to jump back after that. Yeah. My final year here at WIP will have no baseball, which is not that much different from the last season.
Here's something fascinating. Yeah. As we were talking, I decided, let me go on MLBshop.com.
Good thing. Look, let's purchase some items.
Well, I certainly can, and they're as expensive as ever.
They are.
They're
still willing to take my
money. Wow, they're still going to take your money, though, for the holiday season.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do today. We have phenomenal prizes. I'll bet you would love to be wearing a Devontae Smith shirt today, or you'd love a $50 Visa gift card, or you would love, as a Christmas gift, a 50-minute massage of hand in stone, or a Wendy's gift card, or a Boston Market gift card. They're all in play today. I don't have to tell you the judges. When he's here, he's always the judge. He's smarter than us, Mr. Billy King. And what we need you to do today is to lock out somebody in sports. You get to eliminate, in the sports world, owner, GM, coach, player. You get to lock one out for good. All right? We're going to all give you odds in the course of the first hour here. But lock someone out for prizes today. The judge of the five best lockouts is that man right there, Billy King. Billy, you have like a you look like you swallowed a canary.
No, I was thinking about who I would lock out.
I know you would,
and I had two.
Yeah, you have a couple right away. All right, you can't give us.
No, I'll give it to you off the air.
All right, okay, that's fine. Because there's one thing you could always confide in me. I never say a word.
Oh God, no.
215-592-9494. Let's start this off with Keith in Ben Salem. I need somebody to tell me how they feel about the Phillies not being around. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how you doing? But you know, the sad part is, it's not just the Phillies. It's baseball in general.
Yep.
It's a sport that I love more than anything in the world.
Yep.
And what they're doing is, it's unwatchable anymore. And they're going to make this worse. Are you serious? How can this happen?
Keith, how old are you?
I'm 58 years old.
When did you start following baseball?
When I was four.
4 years old. And then you probably had the posters on the walls and all that stuff, right?
My father was, they were going to draft him to the Orioles, but he had to go into the Army, you know, because he was drafted. You know, so he didn't get that chance. So we were huge into, it's like something like, listen, the first thing I did when I came out of the womb was throw a ball. You know what I'm saying? So it means that so much to me. And it's sad because, like, I have my kids that they're not interested in it. I have a 30-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. In fact, Bria, my son's only 3 days younger than your son.
Yeah, so your kids are not into baseball, Keith?
Well, you know what? They like it, but they don't love it. They don't have the passion for it.
And that's because of the product, right? It's too slow for them.
Yes, it's because of the product.
Well, this is the problem, Keith. What got you hooked on sports? The only reason I'm here is because of baseball. You understand? My father was a massive baseball fan, and he handed it down. But I'll tell you what, if the game was played the way it is today, when my father started following it, he wouldn't have handed it down because he wouldn't have followed it. It's not – and these guys locked out the players? What are they? Are they that suicidal? This is suicide.
It's crazy. I just don't get it. It's like instead of like, you know, like the NFL tried to get you back into it.
Yep.
You know, like, but it just seems like Major League Baseball, they go the opposite way. I don't understand.
Well, I have a little bit of an explanation. But, Keith, give me somebody you would like to lock out of sports.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones is a good start. He is locked out. No more Jerry Jones. Here's the thing. All right, this is what you got to understand. People that still love baseball grew up with baseball cards. You could smell mm-hmm. them. They mm-hmm. smelled of that
gum.
Of that bubble gum, yeah. Right? That was, you put them in the spokes of your bicycle. Yeah. Oh, I'm talking a language now that some people don't even relate to. And you would get up in the morning and you would check the box score to see how your favorite player did. And then you would talk about it at school, and other people would follow it. And then in the World Series, the teachers, these gruff people that you learned to hate, they would post the scores because the games are out in the afternoon, and they would post the score. Then you would run home for the last innings of the World Series games. This is how I became a sports fan. And these jerks running it now, they have ruined what they had. And they expect us to sit around for months now with no hot stove, no ramp up to a season, and then jump back on when they're ready? Not me. They can go straight to hell. Straight to hell.
Okay.
Without a picture.
215.
Yeah, that was good.
I got room for you now, guys. I got Tyrone, I got Mike, I got Dan, and I got you. There's five great prizes. I'm trying to read Billy's face. We come back. We'll give you what we think, who we think should be locked out from sports. Our first call had a good one, Jerry Jones. Who locked out? You will not have to deal with this person ever again in sports. How would he improve your life? 215-592-9494. Top of the hour. We got a blockbuster, all right? Gary Myers is our good friend, and he covers New York football, but he's also a football author, and he is currently working on a book with RG3 that will unmask all of the dirty laundry from the Washington football team. This story, and it is my job at 7 o'clock to weasel early information out of Gary. WIP Sports Time, 616.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.